We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. On this weekend show, we're talking about fires in the Stanislaus National Forest. There have been quite a few of lightning-caused fires that have ignited over the past recent months in the forest. We've been talking about that and other fire-related topics in studio this weekend with Brent Kaiser, who is the Summit Complex Incident Commander on that incident. Also, the Stanislaus National Forest Fire Chief Dave Updike joining us in studio. Brent Kaiser, I'll pose the next question to you. Once things start to quiet down on a fire front and we have some rain and much cooler temperatures, do you anticipate quite a few prescribed burns to be ignited during the winter and upcoming early spring months?
BJ, we do have a lot planned on the forest, forest-wide. We have a lot of prescribed burns planned for this fall and winter, along with a lot of pile burning to get rid of a lot of the debris from the dead trees that we've had on the forest over the last couple of years, and really treat the forest around the communities to keep it safe. The reason is to reduce the fuels and the ladder fuels so that we don't have, we can prevent fire spread when we do get fires that start out in the regular forests, so that we don't have the reoccurrence of big fires like the Rim Fire.
So try to burn that fuel out so it doesn't become the big crown fires and that just take off and go during the summer months?
That's correct, BJ. We try to keep it maintained like it would have been naturally.
I imagine there's a lot that goes into it, just watching the weather conditions, making sure the wind's not too big and that type of thing. Is that all
correct?
Part of it?
The prescribed fires have a prescription that we follow, the right RH, the right winds, and fuel conditions on the ground.
Dave Updike, I'll turn over to you. What goes into kind of monitoring the smoke, you know, with the, first off, like the Summit Complex fire and also with the prescribed fires, is there a lot that goes into kind of watching that as well?
Absolutely. It was one of our big concerns of when this fire started, and we looked at what the planning area was going to be, and you look at 16,000 acres, how much smoke is going to impact our communities. Up there at Kennedy Meadows, that was one of the things that we did look at, is we didn't want to impact the recreators that are coming up to the forest, but also we have to balance that with, you know, completing the mission. I know that when I came in to Sonora, you know, from down the hill a couple of days, you know, last week or the weeks prior, that there was a lot of smoke sitting down here in Sonora. And that was one of the things that we were really trying to look at, is we have fires burning in Yosemite. We have fires burning on the Sierra National Forest up by Fish Camp off the 41. And looking at some of the smoke satellites, we had deployed out smoke machines, smoke detecting machines, monitors, those types of things for our fires. And happy to say that our fires were high enough elevation, and we did have current weather conditions that helped our smoke actually go more up canyon or up forest away from some of the communities. And that is a goal of ours, because we understand that when we have all that smoke sitting in a community, that it does cause problems for some folks.
So when we were getting socked in with smoke a couple weeks ago, that was primarily the railroad fire, that smoke was coming from that direction?
Correct, and it was the railroad fire out of the Fish Camp or the Sugar Pine community over there off the 41, and a lot of that smoke, just the way that the weather conditions were pushing that smoke and the way that the topography funnels things, it came right through into Sonora. Also the Empire Fire and the South Fork Fire that were both located in Yosemite. Those three fires together kind of made a giant push or a run into the Sonora Valley area.
Brent was talking a lot about the prescribed fires that will be coming up. Anything else to add on that topic? I know during the winter months, sometimes people say, oh, we got some smoke coming there. Oh no, I wish they weren't burning right there.
It's important to know that if we do these smaller, controlled, prescribed burns, instead of having the large wildfires like the Rim Fire, it'll actually be less smoke. So a little bit of smoke now while we try to maintain what we have, and instead of having the catastrophic fires that cause a lot more smoke for the public.
Small to moderate smoke, as opposed to the I can't breathe right now, got to leave the area smoke.
Correct. And we also have a very close relationship with Tuolumne County Air and the surrounding community counties. And with that, we work close together to make sure that the smoke conditions are safe for the public.
Dave Updike, for people who want to know a little bit more just about, you know, the fire danger of different areas of the forest, what's the best way to do that?
The Stanislaus National Forest website, if you go on there, that'll show you where we're in fire restrictions, what those restrictions entail, or if you were to visit any of the ranger stations, and it's all posted there at the front desk at the visitor centers.
Brent mentioned earlier he's been with the Stanislaus National Forest for a couple decades. You're relatively new, Dave. Can you tell us a little bit about your background before taking on this top role as fire chief?
Sure. I've been a firefighter for 23 years. Worked up in the Quincy area, the Plumas National Forest, also on the Sierra National Forest, just down from us in the Fresno area.
Over your time, have you seen quite a few of the mega fires that have ignited around the state?
Absolutely. I was here on the Rim Fire for 30 days before I was stationed here, and it was one of the things that really did bring me here to this community. It's a beautiful community.
What were you active with during the Rim Fire?
I was a safety officer trainee up on the Drew Creek area up in the Groveland District.
We've hit on a number of topics. Any other things that we've missed that would be good to point out for the public?
No, I just really appreciate the public support of what we're trying to accomplish here this year, and happy to have the opportunities to try to improve the forest health.
You know, we have seen these lightning-caused fires. How do you think the fire season has been in a nutshell up to this point? Has it been fairly moderate or mild or extreme?
It's been a very busy season for the Stanislaus, and it's been also a very busy season for our forests up north. That have also been challenged by lightning and large fire growth, especially the Six Rivers, the Klamath, and the Modoc National Forests.
Is there kind of a general most common cause of fires that you notice in the forest?
Campfires would be one of those, unattended campfires or campfires that were not properly extinguished when the campers left the area. That always seems to pose a problem for us.
Brent Kaiser, any closing comments and thoughts as we wrap up here today?
I would just like to say, BJ, that this year was a great opportunity for the public to see the fires that we were managing from the lightning fires. They had a perfect view of most of our fires from the 108 corridor, and most were pretty impressed and were happy to be able to see fire on the landscape and to get that experience firsthand. And additionally, I would just like to again thank all of our firefighters and all our support resources from the Stanislaus National Forest and all the visiting firefighters from other places. They did a great job in making this a successful fire season.
Well, I know it's been a very busy, especially past couple of month and a half here for both of you guys here in studio. I want to thank you for making time to come in here and educate the community about what's happening out there. I know it's been a very busy period, so thank you for coming in.
And thanks for inviting us. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Again, we thank our guests this weekend on Motherload Views. We've been talking with the Stanislaus National Forest officials, the fire chief from the forest, Dave Updike, as well as the incident commander for the Summit Complex fire burning in the forest up over 4,300 acres, Brent Kaiser. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.